Penguin Random House Audio presents The Soul of a Woman by Isabel Allende. Read for you by Gisela Cippe. To Paula, Lori, Mana, Nicole, and the other extraordinary women in my life. When I say that I was a feminist in kindergarten, even before the concept was known in my family, I am not exaggerating. I was born in 1942, so we are talking remote antiquity. I believe that the situation of my mother, Panchita, triggered my rebellion against male authority. Her husband abandoned her in Peru with two toddlers in diapers and a newborn baby. Panchita was forced to return to her parents' home in Chile, where I spent the first years of my childhood. My grandparents' house in Santiago, in the Providencia neighborhood, then a residential district and now a labyrinth of offices and shops, was large and ugly, a monstrosity of cement, with high ceilings, drafts, walls darkened by kerosene heater soot, heavy red plush curtains, Spanish furniture made to last a century, horrendous portraits of dead relatives, and piles of dusty books. The front of the house was stately. Someone had tried to give the living room, the library, and the dining room an elegant varnish, but they were seldom used. The rest of the house was the messy kingdom of my grandmother, the children, my brothers and me, the maids, and two or three dogs of no discernible breed. There was also a family of...